SOP 234, why I'm not gonna be like radio, and if you're using blog lines, it's time to get out of the pool.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning, promoting, producing. It's all here at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. It's very easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out in our show notes, which you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, we're just going to get right to it. And I found something. There is a talk show host here in Cleveland, Ohio. His name is Mike Trevisano. And he is, to a certain extent, the closest thing to a podcaster on the radio that we have in Cleveland, in the event that he doesn't talk like this. In fact, he's this rather large Italian guy that kind of he just talks normal, kind of like I'm trying to now. And he often gets in trouble because he's supposed to go to traffic and he doesn't want to go to traffic, and he's talking and he just talks and he gives his opinion, and he's got a great knowledge of sports. It's a sports talk show, but he actually talks politics and a lot of things. And consequently, he's been number one for many, many years. Now, I actually quit listening to Mike mainly because it seemed like there was always a lot of commercials, and I started listening to podcasts. So it was interesting because I called up one day, and basically Mike's competition started a podcast. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to help anybody in Cleveland get a podcast, it's going to be Mike Trevisano. So I called up their station, and they said, actually, we already have, you can listen to the whole radio show on our website, WTAM.com. So I went there, downloaded it, and what was interesting is I was listening to an episode, and Mike made a bet with somebody, and he said, okay, mark the time, it's 3:44. Now, the interesting thing is I was 24 minutes into the podcast, so he comes on at 3. So basically, he had been talking for 44 minutes, okay? The show had been going on for 44 minutes, but the podcast only showed 24 minutes. That means the first 44 minutes of radio, there had already been 20 minutes of commercial. In fact, I went back and I looked at the download that said first hour of the Triv show. The first hour is 37 minutes long. That means, at least it appears, that there are 23 minutes of commercials per hour, or 38%. This is why I don't listen to radio. And this is why people have to be super entertaining to get me to even tune in on the radio. And it's interesting because there are times when I'll be driving and I never hear Mike. I hear a commercial. I'll hear a jingle about the Mike Trevisano show, but I actually won't hear the show. And then I'll hear when we come back, and then I'll hear traffic, and then I'll hear, yeah, but I never actually hear the show. It's amazing. So if you're trying to be like radio, don't do that. Don't say, well, the first thing I'm going to do is have 38% of my podcast be advertising. Now, I've been looking at advertising a lot. I'm working. Actually, the book is about 98% done. It's called More Podcast Money. The beta readers are closed. That ended last month. If you wanted to get your name in the book, I actually had that available. That is now closed. And it's interesting because the thing I've noticed, and if you're not interested in advertising, this will be quick, but one of the things I did notice, why people hate advertising is, number one, in Mike's case, it literally, they'll play like 3-4 minutes of commercials just back to back to back. And it's for things like a lot of car dealers. Well, I'm not buying a new car anytime soon. And then there's a thing about dog food, and my dog has eaten the same food forever, and I'm not changing that. He's got a very sensitive stomach. And then they'll talk about, I don't know, a restaurant or someplace that I'm just not interested in. That's why people find advertising annoying. The key is, I actually listen to, there's a network called Webmaster Radio, and they have a lot of podcasts about search engines and things of that nature. And all of their, they also play a fair amount of advertising in their podcasts. I don't mind them, though, because the sponsors fit the listeners. And that's the beautiful thing of podcasting, is you have a niche audience. So I'm going to end it there, but that is one of the biggest difference. And that's why advertising doesn't have to be air pollution, is actually a chapter I have in the book. So if you're interested in that, you can go over to More Podcast Money and get on the waiting list for when that comes out. All right, last up here. Well, actually not last up, two more things here. I wanted to mention, if you're using, I've talked about bloglines.com in the past, and unbeknownst to me, apparently they were purchased by ask.com a little while ago. I'm not sure exactly how long ago, but to make a long story short, they're going to close it. This was a great program. It was online where I could go to, you know, Yahoo Health and grab a feed and throw it into this software, this website, and it would basically take all the articles from that website and throw it into this software. And then I could go to another website. And much like when you go to iTunes, you get all the updates from all the podcasts you've subscribed to. This was a blog reading software. And if people say, well, where am I going to get all the content for my podcast? I get mine from a blog reader, where I've gone out to different websites that I like. I subscribe to their feeds. And when I start up Blog Lines, all the feeds get updated, and anything new I like. And if I like it, there was a feature called clipping it. And I could go back and say, oh, I've clipped a bunch of things for the School of Podcasting, and here's my show. Here's what I'm going to talk about. Well, with Blog Lines gone, I'm not sure what other alternatives there are. There used to be something about Gator, like Feed Gator or something like that. I used that for a while. That's gone. And really the big Mac daddy of them all, of course, is Google. You have Google Reader, which is reader.google.com. The thing I dislike about that program is, number one, it's slow. I swear I'll be like scrolling down to read something and it kind of times out. And I didn't see a way really to clip something for later. Well, there is. They're called tags. So if you're like me and you have to switch, this is how you, quote, clip something in Google Reader. You'll see at the bottom of the post, let's say you read something, and at the end of the article, you'll see in Google on the right-hand side, it says edit tags. Click on that and type in the name of your podcast that you want to talk about on. So mine, I just use the code SOP. And then you can keep on going. I think you have to click save tag, if I remember right. But the great thing is then at the very bottom of your reader, any tags that you've put in there, you can, like I have one that says SOP, and when I do, anything that I've tagged SOP, I can go back and re-see those blog posts, even if it was a week ago. So that's how you use Google Reader in a way to organize content for your podcast. So it's great. You just fire it up every day. Every website that you've subscribed to will send you new information. Anything you want to talk about on your podcast, you simply edit the tag, and you can save it later to talk about on your podcast. All right, last thing I want to talk about, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this because I have no notes. I'm going to brainstorm out loud, but I don't want this to ramble. I've talked about Podcast Promo Swap in the past, and we're not ready to launch it. We're close. The original idea was to have 12 podcasters chime in, say, hey, every week we're going to play the same promo. Like this week we're going to play my promo. Next week we're going to play Steve's promo. Next week after that we're going to play Jill's promo. And by having this, everybody promote the same thing, it would kind of create this surge of awareness and hopefully listeners. Now I've had people contact me and say, hey, I don't really podcast every week. Is that going to exclude me? And I'm like, well, it would be now. I've had other people say, I'm not really sure this is going to work because what if somebody does a heavy metal podcast like thescenezine.com And, you know, I do a knitting podcast. Don't really want to play the Scene Zine promo to the knitting cast, and it's a waste of time for my audience. I'm like, good point. So we thought about, after this original one, because the original one, everybody's pretty much on the same page, but maybe in the future having groups, much like you have the categories in iTunes, you could have the, you know, sports podcasts and the music podcasts and the business podcast, et cetera, and have people maybe sign up four instead of 12 or whatever, and then do that kind of same thing. That's an idea. Somebody threw out this idea, and I kind of like this one. You could have an email list for each group, each category, make a directory at the website where it lists the, you know, website for the podcast, a link to the promo, a, you know, brief description of the podcast. And then anytime somebody submits a new promo, you send out an email to that list saying, hey, look, you know, Jan has a new podcast. It's the, you know, stay at home mom's podcast or whatever. If anybody is interested in swapping promos with Jan, here is her email, and go from that route. That doesn't have the whole group aspect. It'd have to be, you know, kind of organized afterwards, but I'm throwing the idea out to you. We're close to having something that will work, and obviously in the end, it all boils down to the buddy system, because who wants to go around and listen to everybody's podcast to make sure that, yes, they played the promo? We're just looking for a way to take an audience and share your audience with somebody else so that they'll share their audience with you. So what would you do if you were in my shoes? I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email again, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out of the show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments courtesy of podcast voicemail, 888-563-3228. Speaking of calls, here's one from Daniel Johnson Jr.
Hello, Dave Jackson. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio, beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm podcasting since 2005 with JourneyInsideMyMind.com, and then, of course, recently with HowIGotMyJob.com. Well, I am calling about a podcast application for listening that I'm not sure if you are aware of it. I got a Droid phone earlier this year, and I've been looking for applications that I can use and listen to content and get content with it. And one of them was Google Listen. I found out about that. And Google Listen's a lot like iTunes or any other podcasting player, where it lets you add subscriptions. If you have a website and you see an RSS link on my phone, I can just tap it, and then it says, do you want to view it in a web page or listen, download the file through, you know, whatever the default application that comes with the Android phone, or do you want to use Google Listen? And so I've been adding them to my Google Listen, setting up a queue and listening to my podcast that way. It does include some information from the show notes about it. And the other thing that I've noticed is that it adds the Google Listen items. Those are being added to my Google Reader page. So whenever I go and check out Google Reader, those are syncing up there. So it's been a pretty neat test of it so far. If you do listen to a podcast, you find that you need to stop or move on, and you come back and listen to it, it'll pick up where you left off, just like it does on the iPod or some of these other podcasting applications. So Google Listen. Again, Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio. Make it a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Daniel, thank you so much. I will definitely be checking that out. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Want to say that in the future, from now, probably through the end of the year, I'm probably going to be going every other week. The School of Podcasting is going to be way, I mean, it's cool now in 2010. School of Podcasting 2011 is going to knock your socks off. Any reason why you haven't subscribed will be eliminated, and the world is going to start a podcast at the School of Podcasting. It's going to be way cool. But it's going to take some time to adjust some things. So if I don't do a podcast every week, I'm not pod fading. I just would like to take the time I'm spending on creating a podcast and instead enhance the School of Podcasting. Now, speaking of that, if you'd like to see us in our current state, which ain't too shabby in the first place, we've got step-by-step tutorials, we've got resources, we got everything out there. Come and see us. You can go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the join button. I would love to see you on the inside and help you start a successful podcast. So that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.